auf dem Sprung.
Nach Südamerika, Mexiko. Ja, dank der Digitalisierung musste ich noch nicht mal fliegen. Dafür ist die Qualität der Aufnahme leider nicht so Bombe wie sonst. Aber der Inhalt umso besser. Ich quatsche mit Yonix, den ich mal auf einem Step- und Aerobic-Workshop in Deutschland kennengelernt habe. Und das war wirklich eine Begegnung der ganz besonderen Art, denn mit Yonix hatte ich bis tief in die Nacht tiefgründige Gespräche über das Leben, die Arbeit und Glück. Und ich habe auch sehr bewundert, wie er als Group Fitness Instructor die Leute auf der Bühne motiviert. Er hat das irgendwie anders gemacht. Und das kommt sicherlich auch daher, dass Yonix eigentlich Psychologe ist und erst später angefangen hat mit dem Group Fitness Dasein. Seine Fitnesskarriere geht seit Corona ziemlich steil bergauf, weil er arbeitet nur noch virtuell und ist damit sehr erfolgreich. Was sein Online-Training so besonders macht, das hört ihr jetzt im Gespräch mit ihm.
Hello to Mexico. Hi, Yonix.
Hello. Hola a todos. Hi, everybody.
Hola, Yonix. ¿Qué tal?
Muy bien. Muy feliz. Very happy to be here, Sandrina. Thank you very much.
I'm so happy that you spent your time with me. It's almost 7:30 in Germany p.m. and it's what, like 12 in the middle of the day in Mexico, right?
Exactly. Yes.
And dogs are barking, I hear in the background.
Yes, here in my neighborhood, there's a lot of dogs and birds.
Yonix, I met you at the beginning of this year, very yes. close to the first lockdown we had. We met at a workshop and I was really impressed
how you
were giving your classes. And we talk about virtual classes later, but beforehand, let's talk about you and what's different about you, because when I saw you first giving your classes, you have some special noise that you make. Can you redo it?
Yes, it is like a it is a kind of expression that I have to connect with myself when I'm doing the classes.
So you need this noise for yourself to feel good on stage?
Yeah, it helped me to connect with myself, but also to connect with the people. You know, it's like mm-hmm. a kind of empathy sound, like to make the people know that I'm here and it's time for party.
I really like that party sound of you and also the participants, I could tell. And you have done a lot of virtual classes since the lockdown has come over. What I realized when I see you on Facebook is that your virtual classes are really successful and something is different.
Yes.
I don't really know what's different, but something is different. And I want to find out in this podcast what you do differently. So first, let's try to get to know you a little bit. I prepared a little quiz for you.
Okay.
Let's start to get to know Yonix a little bit better. So, is it tequila or beer?
No, tequila.
Mm-hmm, of course. Enchilada or fajita?
Enchilada, of course.
Okay. Step or dance aerobic?
A step.
Mm-hmm. Nike or Reebok?
Nike.
Is it real classes or virtual classes?
For now, virtual classes. Mm-hmm.
Do you like better beach or mountains?
Beach.
So when you think about giving classes and the way to giving classes, is it discipline or is it passion for a presenter?
It's a passion.
Mm-hmm. And to become a presenter, is it training or is it talent?
I have to choose one.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yes. I think training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would. I was thinking about this as well, and I wasn't sure which one I would choose, but I would also say training. I mean, talent, yes. Of course, you have to be talented, but you can also train and train and train and train.
Yes,
but if
exactly.
there's something missing, like that's something that you have, for instance, when you go on stage, you're present, you're a person, you have a
yes.
character, I can feel this, right? That's like
yes.
kind of like a talent you need to have in order to be presented.
Exactly.
But everything else you can train, right?
Exactly. Yes, absolutely.
So let's see more about, or let's find out more about you, your person. You are a personal trainer already for 6 years or longer, I think. And
yes,
you also have a degree in psychology, right?
Yes, I have a degree in psychology, clinic psychology.
Clinic yes. psychology, that's something totally different from being a personal trainer or a group fitness trainer, right?
For me, it's a compliment, you know, but it's different because in somehow we work with the body of the people. In psychology, we work with the emotions. But for me, in both of them, we work with the work and the emotions.
So do you think that's one advantage for you, having a degree in psychology, giving classes?
It could be, but I don't want to think about it, because like we said before, it's something that you can train and you can study, you know. I have the decision to make this degree in psychology, but I guess there's a lot of people who's interesting to study about the emotions of the mind of the people. And for me, it helps a lot to give my classes, because allow me to see through the emotions of the people when they're training or when they're dancing, for example. Yeah.
If you're giving a class like we used to give them before Corona, I totally agree with you. But right now, if you do classes virtually, it's a totally different story, right? I mean, how can you feel emotions through the computer?
I think it's about start with myself, because if I'm not feeling what I'm doing, if I'm not connected with my dancing or my dance step or whatever, the people hardly can connect with me. So I have to connect with myself first. That's why I made my sound before, like wow. Everybody get ready. Yeah. And it's like a kind of like, I don't know, it helps me to make that connection and help to the people to know that we're gonna dance, but we're gonna dance not with our bodies. We're gonna dance with our energy and with our emotions. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay, I see. So first you connect to yourself. That's
exactly
what you do with the noise, for instance. Then you try to get a bond to the participants before the class.
Yes.
You talk to them.
Yes.
You get to know them a little bit. And then during
exactly.
the class, you have the feeling and you can let yourself go, basically, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And I think what we have to know, it's, for me, it's different to give some classes on Facebook than in Zoom. I'm working in Zoom for my clients because the platform allowed me to watch my clients at the same time, you know? Mm-hmm. I can see their faces and their emotions and their movements, and maybe if they are tired or happy or something, I can see them mm-hmm. through the screen. Mm-hmm. And it helps me to say like, hey, don't stop, you can do this and move on, you know, okay. like always being motivated. And I get close to the screen and make some funny faces and clap and yell something to connect, to still connect.
Mm-hmm. I talked to some other presenters also about giving classes virtually. And there was one presenter, very famous presenter, she said, she almost feels when the hearts are coming in, you know, on Instagram, you can, if you go live, you can press the heart several times and there are a lot of hearts coming in. And she said
yes.
she could feel the emotion through the screen.
Oh, this is amazing. Yes.
Would you agree with that? I mean, do you also feel this?
Yes, there's sometimes when I'm dancing and I'm dancing with this kind of energy that I feel chills in my skin, you know, like gooses. Mm-hmm. It's like a kind of, I feel the energy of everybody, you know, mm-hmm. and I know that they are feeling what I'm dancing or what I'm feeling at the same time, you know, because I can feel in my body the energy going through my body, and I say like, oh my God, gooses, you know?
Yes. So obviously there are some kind of factors that make you successful when you do virtual classes. You talk about connection, you talk about getting to know and getting to know yourself. And the other thing I recognized in your classes is you have a different setting. You don't do classes indoors, or mainly, I don't know, but I saw a lot of classes you giving outdoors. Is this a factor for your classes?
The outdoor classes that I do, it's like a kind of weekly challenge for my clients. It's a plus. It's not the class itself, you know. Mm-hmm. The you know, main classes are in indoor. But that videos that I sent, it's like a kind of compliment for them to make a different kind of exercise. And we try to be outdoor, you know, to give them another kind of environment, you know?
Yeah, I see.
One of the things that I consider about the success of the classes is the empathy that we create in the group. I guess sometimes as a human being, you have a different situations in your life. And when you get in or log on in the class, you come with this energy, like a kind of feeling not that good, not that well, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And when you are in the class and you can start to talk to the people, you know, in this kind of conversation, like, how's everybody feeling today? Did you sleep well? Or, and I don't know, are you tired from yesterday? Something like that allowed to create that empathy. And sometimes the people open their emotions to say, oh, maybe it's not a good day for me today, you know? Mm-hmm. And when I receive that message from my clients, for me, it's a huge responsibility to make them to have a great day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said before, I love to talk to my clients by their names, you know? I always remember the names, and I'm speaking like, I don't know, for example, if you are in my class, I'm gonna say, come on, Sandrina, you can do this. So the client, mm-hmm, feel the connection really personal, you know, and they say, oh, he's watching at me or looking at me, you know, he's talking to me because I'm speaking or telling their names all the time. So I think it's one of the factors, a very important factor in the success of the class.
Do you say you teach differently in giving virtual classes than giving regular classes in fitness studios? Because I remember you told me that when the lockdown came and you only had the chance to do virtual classes, and afterwards, like a couple of months or weeks afterwards, the studios reopened again, and you decided,
yes,
no, I'm not going to go back. I'm just going to do virtual classes. It's fine for me.
Yes.
It's even better.
Yes.
Why?
It's better. I think the first thing that I thought when they reopened was, I have a lot of clients, you know, and I cannot say, okay, everybody's reopened, so goodbye, you know. I said, okay, I cannot rush to take a decision like this. First of all, because my clients trust in me all these weeks before, you know, and they were paying the service per weekly, you know. So my compromise with them was like, okay, I don't gonna leave you, I don't gonna leave you here, just okay, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And also because the virtuality allowed me to get clients from different parts of Mexico. I have clients, for example, from Arkansas City, yes, USA, France, Costa Rica, you know, like a kind of different places here in Mexico, not just here in Querétaro, the place that I'm living. So for me, it was this responsibility to not leave them just to the locked, I don't know.
Leave them alone, yeah. So you,
yes,
take on this responsibility as a leader, obviously, and you say, hey, I can't just leave them alone. That's one point why you decided to go virtually, and obviously that's a that was a really good decision because you're really successful. You just told me that you took part in a contest, in a virtual contest. I didn't even know that there were virtual contests, but yeah, there was an Italian contest, and
yes,
something came up with this whole contest thing. I mean, you didn't win the contest, but you got publicity basically, and then you you have now classes in Japan and in Italy and all over the world, right?
Yes, and I think the hardest part to say for me is because I don't want to be disrespectful with the situation, you know, because I know, like I said before, maybe for someone the situation is really hard, but for me it was an opportunity to go forward and to work for my dreams or for the plans that I had before to becoming an international presenter. But this virtuality allowed me to reach that goal.
What would you say is virtually different when you teach a class for yourself? I mean, how do you motivate?
I think what I've been learning lately is to keep it real, you know? You don't have to fake it. And you have to know, and the people have to know that you are a human being giving the best every day, you know? I think there's a lot of talented people, like we said. It's not about the talent itself. It's about the compromise you have with your talent to develop it, to learn from the top presenters, for example. Because one of the things that I did, and I have to confess, is study to the top presenters, you know? Like I said,
did you do that?
In video, for example, but also because I have the opportunity to know them in life, you know? And I remember the things that I was feeling, for example, in the workshop that we met, when we were with the presenter and the teacher there, a person who I'm really fan of.
So we have to talk about which contest or which workshop we went to. We went to a Euro Education France school workshop.
Exactly.
With Zina Zahidi. So, yeah,
yes.
Now you can go on.
Thank you. So I remember when I was watching Zina, and I said, what's this special about her? What's the special thing about her, you know? Mm-hmm. And I remember that when I went to France with her, and I saw her in her regular classes with everybody else. Like she made some mistakes and she was like a kind of, you know, more relaxed, not being perfection, but being so natural inspired me to realize that I want to be myself always, you know? Mm-hmm. One of the things that we do is like I said, I've been study to the top presenters because I want to discover what's the magic behind it. And even when I did the contest, I asked my feedback to know what I have to improve. And they gave me a really good feedback about the things that I have to work. And that kind of advices, if you want to improve, if you want to go forward, if you want to reach your goals, you have to hear to the professionals, you know, and to hear the people who's a step forward than you, you know? Mm-hmm. So what I think when I'm giving my classes in virtuality is to imagine myself that I'm on the big stage.
Okay.
I'm here in this huge stage with a lot of this crowd and connecting with the energy, you know, and have this kind of visualization to where am I in that moment. And that helps me to share my clients that experience, you know. If I want to be a top presenter worldwide, I have to be a top presenter in what I'm doing with my clients before, because I'm gonna offer to the world what I'm really am.
That's one really important thing you're talking about right now, and that's what Zina was also talking about when she said it's telling your story, right? It's basically very simple, basically, but it's not simple. If you go on stage, you just have to be yourself. You just say this, but everybody knows if everybody goes on stage, you cannot just be yourself normally because you're nervous or something, you know? You're intimidated by the people, by the crowd, whatever. Oh, something else. And that's really the best advice you could get, but how to get there? How can you be yourself on stage? And how did you just talked about you saw Zina with her group in Paris, obviously, and you saw that she was just normal, basically, right?
That's yes,
what,
exactly.
What inspired you to just let go and just show yourself?
Yes, because at some point you think that for being a top presenter, you have to be a really kind of a special person, and I of course you have to be, you know. I think it's not for everybody because you need a lot of characteristics to be there, like a charisma, energy control, like a kind of body languages, you know, the way that you connect with people. Of course there's a lot of things that you have to have, but in first step, you have to be yourself. You have to know who you are, because the mistakes that we always making is that we compare with everybody else, you know? Because I want to be like Sina or like Luciano Motola or like, I don't know, Remy or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm studying them, I'm sorry, because I want to, and the things that I realize about is they're not trying to be anybody else. They're themselves, you know?
Yes.
Just being authentic and being connecting and kind of being humble of what you're doing, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't think in a moment that they, I don't know, that's my perception. I don't think they think, oh, I'm the best, you know, I'm the really best. I think they're always doing their best, which is really different, you know, because they're really giving their heart in everything that they do. But I don't consider that they think about themselves as the top of the top of the top.
I can imagine if you go on stage that being modest is really hard. If you're at the beginning of your career and you see the
of
people
course.
And you have the success, modesty is really hard to keep on doing that, right? Or feeling this.
I think what it works for me is to think that I'm a beginner in another areas that I have to work, you know? Mm-hmm. You can be an expert in something, but you are a beginner in another part. So you never stop to learn. Even if it worked for me, I don't know for everybody else. Like I have my day one in some day, you know? Yeah. Even what we're talking about in giving classes for Japan or Italy, for me, it's really intimidating to give the classes even that I'm not there.
I just have one last question for you, and you basically already answered to it. Who do you want to be in 10 years?
I want to be someone who helps to another people to reach their dreams through the things that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Of course, I want to be an international presenter, and of course, I want to be known around the world, you know? But I think the fame is something that it lasts just a moment, but helps to another people to help their way through what I do. It's something that it lasts forever, you know? And I want to be that Jonix, I don't know, here in Mexico, for example, to be that person who break these boundaries and go through and hear a lot of, no, you cannot do this, you know? And I say, why not? I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna be the first Mexican to go to Germany to do some workshop and meet this kind of presenter, you know? To show to my people that anything is possible and they don't have nothing to be afraid or ashamed of.
Yes, I see. So you're gonna be Unix, and that's the question I was looking for, because before you don't have to be somebody else, you just have to be yourself.
Okay, yes, I want to be Unix. Yes, I want to be Unix, sorry.
Thank you, Johnny. I'm so happy we had the chance to talk to each other about this topic. I hear a lot of passion, and I see a lot of passion when I see your virtual classes, and I wish you all the luck for the next months. So you're going to do some more virtual classes, and maybe you're going to do a virtual class in Germany, and we see you then.
Of course. I would love to. And also, if someone of the listeners want to join us in my classes, they can do this. These classes are for everybody around the world. Thank you very much, my dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Auf dem Sprung.